Julie, we've been talking about a story, at least internally, this DoorDash story. A lot of backlash online, really, from one worker at DoorDash taking to an internal message board saying they do not want to go out and make a delivery as is required for the company under a program called WeDash. And the program is it was set up by the company's founders to help people understand what this company actually does and helps probably make it even better moving forward. And the pay for this person that reportedly made these comments, $400,000 a year, what looks to be a program developer. And Julie, my hot take is very simple and probably not unlike many others out there. Get off your rear, put down the $500 video game headsets, put down the $12 green drink in the Snickers bar, get out of your parents' basement or wherever you might be, that dark room where you're coding, go out there and make a delivery. Understand the business. You know, I can't tell you how incredibly helpful it is when you're in positions like that to just know how the business operates from the ground floor so you could, in fact, make it better. My hat goes off to the executive team and the co-founders of DoorDash for even coming up with this program. It's very, very important.
Yeah, it seems bizarre that people would complain about having to do this once a month. I mean, I would think that at any tech company, this kind of thing should be mandatory, right? Any company for which someone is programming, really all the employees of the company, should be encouraged to use the product of the company in an intense way on a regular basis, because that's the best way to figure out if it's working, right? So it's not just, it's about, because here we're talking about the app that the drivers are using, right? As well as just kind of seeing how the business works. So I agree with you. I think there's no other take that could be had. Oh, are we ringing? Are we ringing, Brian Sassy?
It's not a DoorDash. Not a DoorDash take there, Julie. But, you know, hey, we're working out our living rooms. That's what we have to deal with. But look, I will say this. When you make that type of money, $400,000, you have an extra responsibility to understand what the business does at the very ground floor. And it is ridiculous to see that employee who makes that money taking to the internal message board and demanding that that should have been put in the offer letter. No, it shouldn't. What you need to do is roll up your sleeves and get the job done.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. Obviously, you're getting a DoorDash delivery. Maybe it's almost lunchtime in the Sassy household. I don't know. But what's also interesting to take a step back and look at the markets before we leave today is just the, as we've been discussing this incredible resilience that we are seeing. And again, if we're looking at a Santa Claus rally, right, that would mean a rally positive on the last 5 days of the year. First two sessions of the next year, we're well on our way with this 7-day streak now that the Dow's been on, and with the S&P 500 continuing to notch records. I know you like those kinds of positive vibes going into a new year.
Yeah, no, I dig the positive vibes. Good to see the market is where it is. And again, I just reiterate to that DoorDash employee, just please go out there and start carrying some bags.